the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. I'll read verses 1 through 3, 7, 8, and 11. And the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, "They have no wine." Verse 7 says, Jesus said unto them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, "Draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast." And they bear it. Verse 11 says, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Canaan of Galilee, and manifest forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." Supporting verses coming from the fourth chapter of St. John, verse 46, 47, and 54. Verse 46 of the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John reads, "So Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death." Verse 54 says, "This again, the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee." On the basis of those verses, I like to use a thought or subject this morning. I still believe that God works miracles. I still believe that God works miracles.
The love of Jesus, it makes all the difference in how you relate to the things that you go through in life. Because I found that if you at least know who he is, then it gives you even more hope when your dark days come. If you know who he is, when you find yourself to where you're in bondage or you're closed in or you're bound down and you can't be reached by nothing or nobody, I thank God that we serve a God that is able to get into any situation, any place, anywhere you might be, and God will always be right there. I thank God because he loves us. I thank him because he made us. I thank God this morning for just another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. I also thank God this morning because it's by his grace that we've come to offer thanksgiving and praises to one that I would call a great God that has blessed us more times than one. And it's just a good thing to be in fellowship with one another one more time. But I find this morning that one thing we can depend on is that God will always be the same. The Word of God tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the God that we serve, he has all power in his hand. And I thank God because of the power that God has, and because I believe that there is a God, and because I know that God makes a way out of no way, I can say, and I'm thankful that I can say this morning, like the saints of old, that through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. But even though I've come through them, I found out that it wasn't that I was so slick or that I was so good, but it was the mere fact that I serve a God that is great in grace and mercy, and because of his mercy, I'm still here. Anybody ever think about the mere fact that we are nothing but wretches undone? And too many times we have too high of opinion of ourselves. It's good to think well of yourself. It's good to love yourself. It's good to even pamper yourself. But don't get so caught up into yourself to forget that you didn't make yourself. And you were made for a purpose. A lot of times we just don't find out what it is that God would have us to do. I found this morning that when I think about the grace of God, that he looks beyond all of our faults, all of our imperfections, and he is the one that can take just a little nobody like me and give me the responsibility to be able to tell any and everybody about somebody that is able to save anybody. That wretch that's undone, that man that is walking up and down the road, the highways and the byways, that one that is lost in their mind, that one that is confused this morning, that one that never called on the name of Jesus. Even the one that stayed out all night long, God is able to save their souls. God can give them back what the world thinks that it took away. Because so many times the enemy try to rob you of all of your joy. And the way the enemy works, if you don't get you one way, he'll try you another way. But how many of you know that if you know anything about God, you always find yourself trying to come back and get back in fellowship with God? See, we got to understand this morning. We've been studying the books of Psalms. And in those studies, the main thing that sticks with me, the main thing that has been ministering to me is dealing with the mercy of God. Don't ever think that you're all of that. Just because you got a little testimony. Your testimony don't mount up to very much. I don't care how holy and sanctified you are. Fire baptized, full of the Holy Ghost. But everybody in here got something wrong with you. Care how holy you are, how long you've been in God's house, or how long you've been in the way. God is a merciful God. God is able, I don't care what kind of problem you got or what kind of burden you have on you, God is able to help you come through. If there's anybody in here this morning that believe and trust in the power of God, you ought to know this morning that he will deliver you. God will give you your breakthrough. And you got to believe and trust that there's nothing that God cannot do. We got to understand that it seems unattainable to us, but we got to remember that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. When I think of my God, all the many times that he just keeps on doing great things. Every time I turn around, God has did something else good. And I found out that there's so many things that I just don't know how to do. And then I found out that there's some things that I'm not able to do. Because the Bible declares that with men, some things are impossible. But not with God. The Bible that I read said, with God, all things are possible. Now, Brother Carter said earlier that you didn't seem like you want to get on the train. I was a little worried about the train a while ago myself. But now that we're on track, I'm going to roll on anyhow. Don't make me no different. Anybody else want to jump on board or not? We got some hobos that might want to get a lift. See, you might not be prayed up this morning, but you ought to want to get on board. You ought to want to be what God wants you to be. You ought to want to be in the midst of giving God praise for another day's journey. Anybody in here glad that they still got the blood running warm in their veins? I come to help somebody this morning to know and believe that not only did God show the people of God by his power and the signs, that we also got to understand that he is still able today. Jesus was known as a miracle worker. And I need you to know that even in a time like this, January the 27th, 2013, I still believe that God works miracles. I believe that God makes miracles happen. I believe that when I was told that with double pneumonia as a little baby, that I could have died, but God saw me on down the road, told my Aunt Fanny some old remedies to tell my mama to wrap me up and to make sure that everything was all right, and kept me by her bedside. You see, I believe that there's healing in the land. I believe this morning that you're looking at a miracle. If you be honest with yourself when you looked in the mirror this morning, you looked at a miracle. When you came out your house and you see it were walking above ground, you were looking at a walking miracle. When they say, look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. I know God to be a miracle worker. All of God's miracles are not visible to the human eye. But there are those that you can feel in your very soul. I don't know about you this morning, but I strive to feel the presence of God's Spirit within me. It's good to say, I know that the Spirit of God is in this place. But it's even better when you can say, I can feel it moving down inside of me. See, it's good anywhere that it is, but it seemed to be a little bit better when I can still feel it down on the inside of me. And then, Brother Borders, every now and again, I needed to overflow. You know that song that said, fill my cup? Every now and again, I needed to just fill all the way up. If you are a believer, then it amazes me as good as God has been to us, all that God has done for us, where are the believers? I wonder, is there anybody here this morning really trusting God? Can you trust God when the enemy say no? But you can trust God for yes. When the enemy closes the door in your face and say, you're not going to make it. But when you got faith in the power of a mighty God, you know that that door is closed, but another one is right behind it, and it's going to open right on up. See, I come to tell somebody that the Bible declares that you got to walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is trust in the unseen. It is not faith in the unknown, for we know by faith that what we can not see. But as believers in the power of a mighty God, I believe this morning that God is still a miracle worker. I believe that there might be somebody here this morning that is looking for a miracle. Whether it's a large miracle or a small miracle, all you got to know for a surety that God is still able. Songwriter wrote a song some years ago, I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I feel the intangible. I see the invisible. But I expect a miracle today. Can you talk to your God like that? Even though you say he may not come when you want him, but he's on time. Even though we know God works in his own time, if you're looking for a miracle today, you ought to be glad that God is still in the miracle making business. And you might just be the next one in line this morning to get your miracle. I'm going to finish it here in a minute. A miracle is a remarkable thing. A miracle is a historical event of natural phenomenon that appears to violate the natural laws of the land. A miracle is also defined that it will reveal the eye of faith of God. At the same time, there are expressions of God's saving love, as well as his holy justice and his awesome power. If we reflect this morning just for a moment, it was a miracle that God said, let there be light, and there was light. God's creation, when he made everything out of nothing, that was a miracle within itself. I find God to be a mighty God. God is a keeper. God is a sustainer. God is a ruler of the universe. God is the one that you can depend on. God is the Father of Jesus the Christ. And I come by to let you know this morning that it was Jesus the Christ, the one that is a miracle worker. The one that when we look here in the Word of God, the Bible says on the third day that there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. And Jesus' mother came and said, they don't have any wine. But the Bible declared that Jesus said, I want you to tell them to go and get the water pots. Fill the water pot up to the brim. And I'll let you know that I am the Lord thy God. The Bible says that God took the water and turned it into wine. Anybody that knows that God is able, that he is a miracle worker. This is recorded the first miracle that God performed in the face of all of God's people. And I want to let you know this morning that at the beginning of the miracles of God, he made a way out of no way. I want to let you know that we serve a God that can take H2O and make wine out of it. Anybody in here ever had some wine? Have you ever had a little drink of wine? And that wine began to taste mighty good. But I want to let you know that at this particular feast, that all of the wine had run out. You know how it is when you get something for free? You drink up everything that you see. So that's what's happening at the marriage. Everybody is drinking up and being merry. Everybody having a good time. All of a sudden, all the wine is gone. Jesus' mother looking around, the great hostess that she is, said, I don't have any more wine. But the Lord said, I'll let you know. All you got to do is bring the water pot, and I'll make everything all right. The Bible said that after he made the wine, he went back and said, take it to the governor. Take it to the one that's having the feast. When they began to taste the wine, he said, oh, this wine tastes better than the wine we had in the beginning. It is a custom to give them the cheap wine and then say the best for last. But I want to let you know that God has a way that anything God put his hand in, it turns into the best. God can take a little bit of nothing and make everything all right. So if you're talking about a miracle worker, I come to let you know this morning that Jesus the Christ, he is a miracle worker. He made that first miracle when he turned the water into wine. Well, now if you go on to chapter 4, the second miracle came along. It tells me that a nobleman, that is his son, was dead. He was almost at the point of death. But I want to let you know that if you trust the power of God, the doctor might shake his head. The doctor might give up on you. The doctor might say you got too much to live. But if you're in the hand of a mighty God, God might give you 2 years, might give you 22 years. God is able, because he is a miracle worker. And I stopped by for a chapel to let somebody know this morning that if you need a miracle, you better get in line, because somebody is looking for a miracle this morning. Somebody is looking to be delivered from what they're going through. Somebody is looking for a healing of the land. But I want to let you know that the God that I serve, he hadn't stopped healing. He hadn't stopped delivering. He hadn't stopped saving. He hadn't stopped doing great things. But the God that I serve, he sits high and he looked down low. And one day, Charles, when he was looking down, he saw an old wretch like me reach down his hand. I reached up and grabbed him. He snatched me up out of the miry clay, placed my feet upon a solid rock. And now I'm here this morning. I thank God for my miracle. I thank God for Jesus the Christ. You know, last year, about this time, I couldn't do that, but I can right now. I got sense enough to hold on and to hold out, because I'm going to get in line, I'm going to stay in line, and I'm not getting out of line until I get my miracle. I know that the God I serve, he is still doing great things. The God I serve, he is still living. He's still alive. He's still doing great things. Yes, sir. I still believe. I don't know about you, but I still believe that God is working miracles. There might be somebody in here that really need a miracle in your life. Now, let me tell you something. You're not going to get it if you're ashamed. You're not going to get it if you quench the spirit. You're not going to get it if you're worried about your neighbor. Say, I don't care if Gail don't want to go or not, but sure, I'm going to go on anyhow. But now Gail want to go with me. I might walk a little faster than Gail, but I'll wait on Gail. And we can hop on together. See, I come to let you know that God will get somebody that will help you along the way. That if you can't make the journey by yourself, you better go find an elder or somebody that know the Lord. Somebody that's been walking the walk of faith for a long time. She had some good days. She had some bad days. She been up and she been down. But this morning, she's in the house of God. And she is a miracle all by herself. And I thank God that when I make my way and I press toward that goal, I got it made in my mind that I'm not going to turn around. But me and Gail, we're going on. We're going to keep on marching. We're going to keep on moving. We're going to keep on walking. And when we get there, we're going to say, come on in. Join us if you will. Because everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I believe that God is a miracle worker. And he's still working miracles. Whatever it is that you need, if you trust him, he can do it. He can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know that he is a doctor, special kind of doctor? You know how in the daytime, in the day that we're living now, your doctor has to refer you to a specialist. Then they got to refer you to somebody that's supposed to know a little bit more than they know. But why don't you just start on top from the jump? Take it to Jesus. And then let him refer you to whomever you need to go. Because if he says you're going to be all right, you're going to be all right.